one of the greatest insights which I have made so far is the understanding that I am not the seer, I am not the doer, I am the seen, and I am moved by the Lord. All the time, when we go through our life, we are in the wrong understanding that we are moving everything, that we are planning, that we are arranging the world around us, as if we would be the only reality. But there is someone with much greater perception than us. Rumi expresses it so nicely when he compares himself with an ant who cannot really see so much. He says, "I was a black ant on a black stone in the dark universe, but you found me." You know, an ant cannot see or understand a human being who can look at him and do many things which are inconceivable. In the same way, we don't see or understand Krishna, who looks at us all the time. There's a beautiful verse which one says when one steps in front of the altar, folds his hands and prays to the Lord. It goes something like this: "Oh my Lord, look at me. I'm standing on the other side of the river of birth and death. Please, I'm under the control of the snake of time. Look at me. Put your auspicious glance to me and awaken me to real spiritual life." As we go through life, it's good to understand the Lord is always with me. He's right there in my own heart. He's with everyone, and he is equal to everyone, totally impartial, without likes or dislikes. But in the Bhagavad Gita, this Lord explains, "Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mayi tete shuchabhyam." If someone is engaged in devotional service to me, then I give up my impartiality. I am in them and they are in me. We are in a close relationship, in other words. When I chant, this is giving me a lot of spiritual enthusiasm. Now, I recommend that you go through your day with this understanding that there is the Lord, he's the Sakshi, the witness, the one who sees you. And when he sees that you turn a little bit toward him, like for instance during the Kartik months with the little Kartik ceremonies which all of you do, or the Kartik practices, huh? When he sees that, he turns so much towards you, he comes running in your direction, and he is no longer neutral, impartial. No, he becomes active as your friend for your spiritual upliftment.